truly, truly, truly. Immortality is how many lives I touched. I have the opportunity to live in a universe which has an infinite number of lives in it. An infinite number of dimensions, an infinite number of expressions of all that is. And as I live in that world with those infinite number of expressions, I experience many of them. I experience one at a time in my awareness. Oh, I might go into my dream nature, I might go into my sleep nature, I might go into my awareness nature and be aware of some of the others, but I cannot live any more than one dimension at a time, as far as a human being goes. As far as a human being goes, I am aware of one dimension at a time, and I can write about other dimensions, I can sort of visualize other dimensions, I can imagine other dimensions, but to actually live in them, it means that I have to totally give myself 100% to that dimension when I'm living in it. Now, what is immortality? Immortality is how many lives I have touched, how many dimensions I have lived in, how many experiences I have taken into my own life and my own being. Now, as I take in these experiences into my life and my being, what am I doing? Am I really living in that dimension? Am I really living in that dimension? Now, here I am on planet Earth. And on planet Earth are billions and billions and billions and billions of people who live and have lived here and will live here on whatever dimension. All time is now and all space is here. So if I'm going to live in the 9900th century, then I'm living in that 9900th century right now. If I'm living in the first century, second century, or any century at all, I'm living in that century right now, and I'm experiencing that century right now, and I'm knowing that century right now. And it's just sort of fun to think about it. But for any benefit for me, there is none. Because if I realize that all time is now, all space is now, all place is now, then I am actually in that experience right now. I am experiencing every dimension of life that the Earth experience could ever give to me. But I'm not only there. I am the infinite dimensions of life. I am the infinite dimensions of life that are aware and lived on at other times and other places and other beingnesses, and yet all time and place is right here and now. That's why I can say it. That's why I can say that wherever, whichever dimension, whichever lifestyle, whichever attitude of life that I can visualize or even imagine, that is taking place right now. There is no tomorrow, there is no yesterday, and there is no now. There is only this instant, if I might say now. The only time there is, the only space there is the now space. Now, what makes immortality so enticing, so fetching, so charming that we want to know more about it, we want to study more about it, we want to be aware of it? Well, it's just that illusion of the allness that sparkles in our consciousness from time to time and says, hey, look at me, I am the allness, and I bet you can't understand me. I bet you have no idea what it means to be the allness. I bet you have no idea what allness means and how allness is. And the answer is, of course, I have no idea. As long as I'm going to remain in a human being, in a human body, in a human world, in a human life, I'm going to have parameters to that human life. I'm going to have limitations to that human life. Limitations, not so much limitations, but the ability to be aware of only so much. Now, do I want to be aware of more? If I want to be aware of more, I have to give up all attitudes about humanity, all attitudes about humanness, all attitudes that make me think that it would be exciting to live in these many dimensions. Because it's not exciting living in many dimensions. We are living in it right now. It's not exciting to be all that the allness is, because we are all that the allness is right now, and there is nothing more for us to even consider than that the allness is the allness right now. We are that allness right now. We are that isness right now. We are it right now. Now, how can we comprehend, how can we understand, how can we be aware of what allness is and how allness is, and how can we understand how allness affects our life? Well, the truth is we never will. And the reason that we never will is because we think that we will live it and understand it in the human framework. We think we'll live it and understand it in the human framework, and that in the human framework, it'll make sense to us. It'll make some meaning to our life. And as long as we are thinking of some meaning to our human life, then there is no meaning at all. As long as we are thinking there is meaning to the ultimate allness of the universe, whose only purpose is to be, whose only purpose is to express its magical self, its wonderful self, then we're getting closer to understanding the allness. We're getting closer to understanding the isness. But at the same time, in that understanding of the allness and the isness, the understanding of the game we play in the humanness fades away in importance. Because the humanness becomes what it really is, nothing but the theater of our mind, nothing but the theater of our thinking, where we have these thoughts going through our mind, we have these thoughts going through our life, and we think that that's our reality, when it's only the stage, the theater of the world. We go to the movie house, we go to our videos and DVDs, and we go to all the things that manufacture stories for us, and we see them. We take the adventures and we put them on the tiniest chip imaginable, and they're all there. They're all there, plus they're all of the coming attractions, all of the other things are there with them. They're all on this very tiny space. And we see them, and we flash them, and then we press a button and delete them all and put new ones on there. Or we make a little larger chip, and we put many, many things on them. As the saying is, we have the whole Library of Congress on a tiny chip that goes in a telephone. Amazing. Yes, it's amazing for our human minds. But our unlimited mind, our mind that knows the allness, that knows the isness, that is the allness and the isness, is not at all amused by it. It's not at all thought to be something very special, very unusual, very special indeed. But that's what it is. We live in our immortality right now. And we always live in our immortality right now. How many lives we have lived, that we have touched, that's our immortality. And our immortality is only limited by how long we have lived. And if we really know we have lived eternally, we have lived forever, and we are living forever, and we will never cease to live. And our awareness of the various dimensions will add up in us. We will have those delightful experiences from time to time. And as we have those delightful experiences, we will think, oh, how wonderful that is, how magical that is. I think next time I'll come by as a very healthy, happy person. Or another time I'll come by as a woman, or another time as a man, or another time I will come by as a genius, a super genius. I'll be a very magical king or queen or somebody very special in the world. Yes. These are all possibilities. But our immortality is how many of these we have touched. And our reality is that we are all right now. So, put that in your craw and chew on it for a while. And realize that if you live right now and you make the most of being yourself and having fun, you are doing exactly what your reason for being here is all about. So enjoy that and know that and experience that and love that just like everyone else. And just like everyone else, know that that is you, that is me, that is who we are. And it is wonderful, and it is very wonderful.